the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Thousands of young people are joining this far out pursuit of happiness.
Woo! Woo!
Of 60s garage rock, garage punk, proto punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. I'm Phil Gray, and this is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 390. In last week's episode, we looked at some of the 60s music out of Brazil that is available for your listening pleasure via all good podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, including Spotify, and now including iHeartRadio. So this episode 390 got it underway with a band called The Initial Shock, formed as The Chosen Few in 1966. They're out of Missoula, Montana. Originally made up of members of Missoula bands Mojo's Mark IV and The Vulcans, they changed their name to Initial Shock in 1967 and then moved to San Francisco. Produced just two records during their time together. We took the A side of the first one. It was called Mind Disaster. These guys played at the Avalon, the Winterland, the Fillmore West, all those great San Fran venues. Never got a major recording contract. Broke up 1969. Great track to get this episode underway, and this episode is packed with obscure 60s garage.
Phil Gray.
In retrospect, 60s garage function.
Here's a band out of West Virginia. On the Miskatonic label, this one is the A-side of a 1966 7-inch. The band is called The Flies. They were students at West Virginia Wesleyan College in Buchanan, close to the border with Ohio. In 1966, they travelled to McLean, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. They settled there for the summer and recorded 2 45s for the Miskatonic label. The B-side of this one was a cover of the Stones' Got to Get Away, but this is the A-side. From the Flies, Reality Composition Number 1.
When I like you, girls turn out in curls, and the flowers that you wear in your hair, in your hair. Well, your fancy styles and snowball smiles, they still give me a thrill. Always will, babe. I know they always will. But there's plastic in your kisses, and there's money in your mind. And when you make your love, it is for favor we will find. So I'll watch you walk, and I'll hear you talk, and I'll give you my good smile for a while. Oh yeah, but just for a while. But come the dawn, well I'll be moving on, and you'll see me no more. Shut that door, babe, behind you, yeah, when you leave. 'Cause I'm spending my time in my own special way, and all the words I live by seem to change day by day. So you fancy girls turn out in curls, well I'll give you my smile for a while, oh for a while. But with the dawn, well I'll be moving on, you won't see me no more. Shut that door, babe, behind you, yeah, when you leave. 'Cause there's plastic in your kisses, and there's money in your mind. And when you make your love, it is for the favor you will find. So I'll watch you walk, and I'll hear you talk, and I'll give you my good smile for a while. But come the dawn, well I'll be moving on, and you won't see me no more. Shut that door, babe, behind you, when you leave. Oh yeah, babe, I'm done with you now. You were just a plaything. You weren't worth nothing. You were just nothing, yeah.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
I'm enjoying it. I think it's very exciting, but very derivative.
That you used on me. The big Hollywood flashing magic. material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Obscure 60s garage tracks. The Flies from Buchanan, West Virginia, with Reality Composition Number 1 got us underway. That band evolved later into a band called The Third Row. Then we had The Possums with a cover of I'm Not Your Steppin' Stone, that great Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart track. This band out of Columbus, Ohio, apparently recorded in a school gymnasium, hence the great amount of reverb on the vocals. It appeared on a compilation called Hillside 66, a sort of a compilation of various 60s garage artists, LP issued with a plain white cover by Hillside Records in 1966. Then from Hanny, British Columbia, Canada, the Northwest Company, active from the mid-60s through to the early 1970s, never really became a national success in either Canada or the USA, but they were particularly popular on the west coast of Canada. Originally known as the Bad Boys, the band recorded for Grenadier Records. In 1967, they recorded 5 tracks at a studio called Telesound Studios in Vancouver, including 8-Hour Day and the track we had, Get Away From It All. So the Northwest Company. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play new Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
There's a place I know where the cool kittens go. It's a place that the hippies...
Here's a track recorded in Chicago in 1967 by The Hustlers. The track's called She Waits For Me.
Now can't you see? Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Starting in 1965 with This Empty Place and culminating with songs like I Feel Good, Painter Man, Do What You Gotta Do, Maureen, Let's Think of Something, that all charted in the top 10. Phil's gonna play you one of our hits from the 60s.
I want
And that is legendary New Zealand band Larry's Rebels, formed in Ponsonby, Auckland, 1964. A number of chart singles in New Zealand and Australia. They kind of mixed it up with blues rock and psychedelic pop, and then very much incorporated British Invasion and American musical influences into their repertoire. In 1965, they actually shared top billing with Ray Columbus and the Invaders at the Miss Auckland Personality Contest, and it was Ray Columbus's manager, Russell Clark, who got them a deal with Philips Records, resulting in their first single released December 1965. Not long after that, they covered The Who's It's Not True. That hit the top 10 here in New Zealand, and they subsequently went on the Impact Records Christmas Tour of New Zealand. That was January 1967, supporting the Yardbirds, the Walker Brothers, and Roy Orbison. The Yardbirds particularly had a major influence on Larry's Rebels, getting them to experiment with instrumental tracks, also turning them on to psychedelic music. So Larry's Rebels, introduced by Larry himself. And before that, we had the Dynasties. Out of Milwaukee, recorded two singles. First one in 1964, called Go Gorilla. Second one, 1966, It's Been a Long, Long Time. They emerged prior to the British Invasion, so they mixed R&B with rockabilly, a little bit of surf music in their sound as well. We had a track from the Dynasties called Forever and a Day.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Time for some global garage. We're going to get it underway with a band out of Holland called The Mods. Their interpretation of a garage standard recorded by Big Joe Williams in 1935. It's off an LP called The Continent Lashes Back, also appeared on a compilation called Flight to Lowlands Paradise, Pebbles Volume 18. The Mods, out of Holland, with Baby Please Don't Go.
Listen, folks, there's a sad story about my girl and me. She wants to leave me, but I love her. So, baby, listen to my song.
Salacious material, these abnormalities are corrupting the minds and the hearts of our children. Perversion for profit.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Você pode pedir, eu não vou desistir. Você pode falar, mas não vou cortar. Até para
Three Global Garage tracks, starting with Holland with The Mods, Baby Please Don't Go, then a band called The Bubbles. Picture and information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. A Portuguese version of Break It All, originally done by Los Shakers. So The Bubbles, originally from Brazil, actually the first incarnation of the psychedelic group called Abola. So they had a release called Raw and Unreleased, contains their only 45 from 1966. And a bunch of unreleased studio tracks. So The Bubbles with Novo Cortar a Cabello out of Brazil. Thirdly in the set, from France, a 1966 recording from Les Boozers, track called Bonsoir Baby.
Just so you understand,
I love records.
Retrospect. More Global Garage, this band from Colombia, picture up on our Facebook page. Following the massive success of bands such as Los Teen Tops, Los Epson, and Los Rocking Devils, this band, Los Yetis, were signed to Disco Fuentes Records and appeared on a compilation called 14 Impactos Juveniles. They were soon invited to record their own debut LP, self-titled Los Yetis. So here they are, Los Yetis from Colombia with Me Siento Loco.
Thank you.
A major factor that makes youngsters prime targets for this filth is the natural curiosity of youth about the mysterious force of sex.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hello, boys. It's pretty cold and dry out here. Let's get ourselves one out for the show. It's a soul! It's Hammer Jam!
Yeah.
Three more slices of Global Garage. Los Yetis out of Colombia, top of the set, Mi Siente Loco. Then, The Mops from Japan, part of that group sound scene. That band, we talk about them often here on the show. They started off like The Ventures, being an instrumental group. They adopted psychedelic rock because their manager had come back from San Francisco, enamored with Jefferson Airplane and the likes. They recorded in April 68 their full-length debut, Psychedelic Sound in Japan, from that album by The Mops, a track called Better Yo Isogi. Then thirdly in the set, called Tall Emma and His Skippers. The band is from Ghana. They appear to have had two releases, a 45 unknown release date, but the A-side called Hamatan, that's the track we had from Tall Emma and His Skipper. The second release, The Girl with the Guitar Shape. These tracks appear on Volume 2 of the Kazumbi African 60s Garage compilation. Also on Volume 18 of Pebbles, titled Africa Part 3, Original Artifacts from the Psychedelic Era. So Tall Emma and His Skipper, track called Hamatan.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
Well, here's another obscurity. This time we are back to the States. This one released on, no particular label, but it's a 1965 release from Genie, Jim, Tom and Bill. Picture up on our Facebook page of this. Not much to go on. The track is called Silly Whim. It is the B-side and it's their only release from 1965.
Baby loves me so I treat him bad, treat him bad. He said I was the only one that made him mad. I treat him bad. Can't you see my love for him is nothing but a silly whim? I treat him bad, treat him bad, treat him bad, treat him bad. I laugh at him and call him names. He still loves me just the same.
Gotta say just what's on my mind.
That is a band called The Real List out of the States on CP Records, 7-inch from 1966, track called Pick Up the Marbles. Now, that was written and sung by Daniel A. Mahl, who's described as jumping from mild vocal pop to tough garage and psych within the span of 2 or 3 years. So May 1966, he'd found a new style, recording as Danny and the Other Guys. But this track has the band renamed The Real List, Pick Up the Marbles, B-side of that one, cover of the Bo Brummels track Still in Love with You Baby. So The Real List, Pick Up the Marbles. Taking us to the end of Retrospect episode 390. Don't forget, loads and loads of back episodes of the podcast available via all good podcasting platforms. And your feedback and review and rating is encouraged and appreciated enormously. Thank you. Right, we're going to wrap it with an instrumental as always. From a band that started out as the Ripcords, a surf rock combo in Houston, founded in 1963 by Fillmore High School student classmates. Two of the members went on to join a band called the Playboys. While performing as the Playboys, a guy called Ted Eubanks, an avant-garde composer in Houston's mod scene, saw the band, which at the time was mainly doing covers. He approached them, told them that they needed to make changes to their repertoire and adopt a more contemporary image. So they began adding original numbers to their set lists, and Eubanks changed their image from clean-cut matching suits to a more mod and bohemian attire. So in a matter of a few weeks, they went from being the rather clean-cut Playboys to the Lemon Fog and became recognized as one of the most formidable bands in the Houston scene. So the Lemon Fog, first single under that name, 1967 release Echoes of Time, backed with a track called Lemon Fog. Then from 1968, the track we're wrapping the show with, it's called Summer, released on Orbit Records, and it's available on a compilation on Psychedelic Records called The Psychedelic Sound of Summer with the Lemon Fog. So that's it for episode 390. This is the Lemon Fog. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Thank you. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.